Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us by phone. We're going to talk about a program that is a very interesting concept and an opportunity for employers here in the region. Randall McQueenie is with us this morning, Operations Manager of the Southwest Region with Iowa Workforce Development, and Michelle Wilson, a Workforce Advisor with Iowa Works, also with us here this morning. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
You bet.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. We want to talk a little bit about a program. There's a conference or an opportunity for folks to enjoy a session to learn a little bit more about, it's called Hiring for Change, and it's coming up on February 13th. The Clarinda Prison is actually hosting this, the correctional facility in Clarinda, and it's going to be a one-day session focusing specifically on how certain folks in the region, certain employers, can maybe take advantage of opportunities presented to them by people re-entering the workforce after leaving the correctional facility. Is Randall, is this a program that's gaining a little bit more steam?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when we first kind of toyed with the notion of doing this event, we were all kind of curious about how many employers we could get interested in the event. And now so far we've got over 50 who have committed to coming out and participating in this.
Wow, that's awesome. Michelle, I assume that there are some skilled workers that are looking for opportunities. They may run into some bumps in the road, understandably, with some employers, but there are some folks that can be a real benefit to the workforce out there.
Absolutely, right. With the unemployment rate being as low as it is, I know a lot of employers are looking at finding skilled workers, and that's always a challenge. And so what we are doing is really highlighting the skills that a lot of the ex-offenders are bringing into the workforce. Many facilities actually have training programs that are happening on the inside, everything from continuing education opportunities, high school completion, all the way up to really highly skilled registered apprenticeships and so forth. So we want to make sure that we're bringing all of this information out into the workforce so that our local businesses can have a better picture of the skills that these folks are bringing and to help meet their needs for the workforce.
And I'll let either one of you answer, or both answer if you'd like, but are you finding when you talk with employers that they are a little bit surprised at the quality of workers and the types of skills that they provide when they do look into this possibility?
You know, I would say that a lot of employers that I've talked to in this area, they've kind of shied away from hiring ex-offenders. But we also have several employers that do hire pretty routinely. So we try to take those experiences that employers who do hire ex-offenders, we try to take those positive stories and carry them out to businesses who don't to try to change their minds a little bit.
Yeah, I assume part of it is the sales pitch is getting some folks who have had success with hiring some of the folks re-entering the workforce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and I'll jump in. There is a component of the day that it's an employer panel with businesses from around the western portion of the state, many of which actually do have experience, really positive experience, in working with ex-offenders. And so it'll be a great chance for all types of businesses to hear from those experiences and you know, the advantages and some of the challenges that can go with that. But the employer panel that we're having in the afternoon will be a great chance to hear directly from local businesses about how that's working out.
Oh, sure. Now, I know in some places they'll have, for example, like job fair type events and activities for specific groups, like, say, veterans, for example. We've seen some with folks with challenges that also have opportunities to go to certain events where they can kind of apply to different locations, different businesses and things. Is something like that done with folks re-entering from the correctional facilities?
You know, I do know that in other areas of the state, at other workforce development offices, they've tried that approach, and they've had some pretty good successes with that. But I know for our region, you know, we haven't, and this is why we wanted to put together something like this. It's very unprecedented. None of the prisons have ever had businesses come inside and actually encourage businesses to interact with some of the inmates.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hear so often talk about the recidivism rates, and there are a lot of different reasons for that. I'm guessing one of the big reasons is, you know, you can't find anything gainful to do with your time. You can't find gainful employment.
And I would say that's probably one of the number one reasons, is that, you know, if these guys and these ex-offenders get out and they can't find any work, and nobody that's willing to take a chance on them, the chances of them repeating past crimes is greatly increased. A job and sustainable employment to take care of themselves and their family is the best pathway to keep these guys on a good path.
I would interject there, too. I think that's one of the advantages that businesses are seeing about looking at this segment of our population as far as a workforce, because while, you know, they could say, oh, this might be a challenge, there may be some risks, but what I would counter is that folks who are actually coming out of the correctional facilities have a lot of additional accountability mechanisms in place that the average person coming off of the street may not have in place. So in some ways, they actually have sometimes even more at stake to be able to meet the requirements of their probation or parole and be in good standing so that they don't risk returning.
A lot of incentive.
So I would say that's an advantage.
You bet. Absolutely. And I'm sure that there's probably, you know, we all have preconceived notions in our minds about, you know, certain issues, certain circumstances. These folks are all individuals.
Yeah, they are. All of their issues and circumstances, they are individualized. And it's, I'd say that that's a good approach for any employer to take, is evaluate everyone on a case-by-case basis and don't lump them all into the same group.
In talking about the opportunities here, in addition to getting someone who, as Michelle has outlined, is incentivized to be a solid employee, someone who comes with perhaps some pretty good skills as well, maybe some specific skills to the job, what else is in it for employers? Are there other opportunities for employers?
Oh, that's a great question, Jim. There are other opportunities for employers, and those are some of the things that we at Iowa Works want to make sure that employers are aware of. There's a couple things that come to mind. There's something called the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, which actually is a tax credit that goes back to local businesses for hiring different segments of the population. So there's different categories that employers can benefit from looking at for their talent pool. It could be everything from a veteran to somebody who's receiving cash assistance, folks in what are called rural renewal counties, as well as ex-offenders. So there are some tax credits available for hiring ex-offenders. And there's also something called federal bonding, which can help with some of the insurance concerns that businesses may have. So those are two of the aspects that could really be a strong support for local businesses looking at this workforce.
So there are some opportunities out there, more so than just on the surface here, with these types of programs. Now, for this particular event coming up on February 13th, if it doesn't work out for folks here, will there be more events like this, more opportunities for folks to learn more about this process?
You know, that's definitely our hope. This is, as Randall had mentioned, this is really the first event of this magnitude and this size of having the ex-offenders and businesses actually having this exchange of information and experiences throughout a full-day conference. And so in that way, it's a very unique opportunity for everybody involved. But we are looking at increasing the services that we're offering to both of these segments of population, both the businesses and the folks who are leaving the correctional facilities. And we've worked in those capacities and many degrees, but having it be more formalized with events like this is definitely something that's on our agenda.
Oh, absolutely. It's a program. Well, you're always looking for options out there and opportunities, and this is just, I guess, another one of those opportunities for, you know, on both sides.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Jim. And I would also say that, you know, even if we don't have a big event like this that's going on, any employer can visit us at iowaworkforcedevelopment.gov and find any offices that are in their area and talk to our business service representatives about the incentives and availability of any labor pool.
Sure, you bet. And a good resource online to be able to find some of this information?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, folks should seek that out. And if they are registered to participate in that February 13th event, that would be wonderful that they could get there and make it a good roundtable. It looks like it's going to be a little discussion and a whole lot of information there about how they can make this process work for both the employer and the potential employee there as well. Well, very good. Michelle, Randall, I want to thank you very much for the information here today. It's always interesting to hear some of the different and unique ideas to help out folks in all sectors, both the employers and the employees.
Well, Jim, thanks for having us. It really is great to be able to come on the show and talk about these services that we offer, and it's just good to get the information out there.
Thank you, Jim.